This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
If you hang around health food shops, you might hear the words raw milk whispered reverentially. This is milk that hasn't been pasteurized, and it's supposed to be much better for you than regular pasteurized milk. Well, that's not right. But before we get into raw milk, what is pasteurization? And furthermore, if pasteurization is supposed to kill all the germs in raw milk, why does pasteurized milk go off after a week or so? Basically, pasteurization is a heat process that kills most of the bacteria in liquid foods. Let me emphasize most, not all. Pasteurization aims to kill 99.999% of the microbes. That's yeast, molds, bacteria, and the like. The remaining microbes are so few in number that you've got about a week to a fortnight after pasteurization before they multiply enough to cause a problem. Pasteurization was invented by the French chemist Louis Pasteur to treat wine, not milk. On a summer holiday in the community of Arbois in 1864, he found that the local winemakers had a problem with their wines turning acid. And Pasteur discovered that he could kill the microbes in wine by heating it to about 55 degrees C for a few minutes. And bingo, the wines no longer turned acid. But it took many decades to be applied to milk. In the USA, routine pasteurization of raw milk began in the 1920s and was widespread by 1950. The reason for pasteurizing milk is to make it safer. Milk, by an unfortunate coincidence, is one of the best culture mediums for growing bacteria. Raw milk has not been pasteurized, and it's crawling with nasties. In the USA, between 1998 and 2011, thanks to raw milk or raw cheese products, there were 284 hospitalizations and 2 deaths. In Australia, raw milk killed a 3-year-old Melbourne child in December 2014. Regular pasteurization can be done by heating the milk either at around 60 degrees C for about 20 minutes, or about 72 degrees C for about 15 seconds. The nutritional losses are insignificant. Calcium and phosphorus dropped by 5%, vitamins B1 and B12 10%, and vitamin C down by 20%. UHT, or ultra heat treating, heats the milk to about 140 degrees C for 4 seconds. Now, this should kill all bacteria. If the UHT milk is then packaged under sterile conditions into a pre-sterilized airtight container, it should last for about 9 months. Now, the high temperature sets off the Maillard reaction, which alters the taste and the flavor. And the structure of the milk proteins is also changed, so it's not really suitable for making cheese. Most other nutrients are at similar levels to regularly pasteurized milk, except for folate. It's dropped by about 90%. And this is what makes raw milk so attractive. The fact that the potential goodness in the milk is still there, untouched. For example, it's claimed that raw milk has special enzymes so that your body can better digest the fats, proteins, and carbohydrates and get more nutrition from them. That's simply incorrect. Another claim is that raw milk can cure or prevent diseases such as cancer, heart disease, allergies, or asthma. These claims are also incorrect. However, immune system conditions such as allergies and asthma can sometimes be very sensitive to certain chemical triggers in the environment, and it can be worthwhile to try different pasteurized milks. Now, another claim is that raw milk has special enzymes that kill bad bacteria. Unfortunately, bacteria love to grow in milk. And according to the US Centers for Disease Control, raw milk is one of the world's most risky food products. Now, here's a typical example. Before widespread pasteurization in England and Wales, between 1911 and 1937, about 65,000 people died from tuberculosis that they got from milk. Now, another claim is that if the milk-producing animal, cow, goat, etc., is clean and healthy, and raised in sanitary conditions, then the milk will end up free of bacteria. Again, no. An animal can be perfectly healthy and still carry bacteria that don't affect that animal. But these bacteria can affect us. And of course, once the bacteria get into the milk, their numbers increase very rapidly. It's also claimed that because cheeses and yogurts made from raw milk have been processed more, that means that they're safe to eat. No. In fact, the two US deaths between 1998 and 2011 that were caused by raw milk and its products were actually caused by a fresh Mexican-style cheese made from raw milk. Raw onions only make you cry, but raw milk might make you die.
What does it mean? Why is it so?
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.